kids. I don't have the answer for that. You know, actually, we made a lot of things, a lot of different things, and most of my career in television has been made through comedy films and comedy series and all that. But the first time we collaborated with Pablo was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago with a HBO show. It was called Fugitives. I don't know the translation. Broken was in Spanish. It was an HBO show. And we worked together for at least 2 years. Then we knew each other very, very, very well. And I would say this is a love relation because it's the proper way to say it. And this, I was a very sensitive guy. He's a artist. I've never known another director as artistic as him, and he works in a way very, very open. You know, he shows all the tools he has to make his work, and the guy is very, very sensitive, and he demands the same thing of the artist which he is working with. In those 2 years, we knew each other very well, and we love the style of each other to work. I love the style in which he played the direction, and he loved the style in which I performed. So, I would say that we decided to continue working together, like, I don't know, those kind of decisions that you don't take with the mind, you take with the heart, you know? And I think for me, the style and the way Pablo directs the film, the style, the way he demands things of the actors, he's working with, and the way he rewrites the script, the way he goes to the set absolutely naked with all the information in his bones, but willing to begin from zero, it's absolutely fantastic, and I have not found it in other directors, and I think I work more or less the same way. I'm absolutely prepared and absolutely willing to be directed, and I am not arguing with the director with I'm working with. You know, many actors they look to argue, and they think that the work of a interpretation is made through the argument. So many actors they say, no, I love to work with that director in. They go into a quarrel with him. For me, it's not the way to work with the director. I like to be the tool of the director. That's, of course, a tool with some, with some line, you know? And I like to be directed saying to me, well, you move through this line, you know, along this line. So, how does that he gives you that lane where you can walk alone, and he gives you a lot of freedom to walk along that line. So it's fantastic for me. And besides, I've seen through these years the way he's growing. I mean, the guy has grown from 5 years until now, but I know in an astronomical way, because he's so certain. He's playing with things, you know. He's making some experiments. I love. Pablo's a very, as I say, a very turbulent guy. You know, a very turbulent mind. So the guy suffers a lot. Well, I suffer a lot too. So I think we're very, very alike now. So for me, when Pablo called me for this film, and when he told me that this was not going to be a comic biopic, as we have seen many, many others, you know. And when he told me we're gonna make this story every day in the set, we have a great script, but we're gonna build it every day in the set, well, I was fascinated, and I said, of course, yes, you know. For me, it's a great, great, great opportunity to work with Pablo every time, and I'm sure that I will be working with him a lot of times in the future. Not probably with a great role, but even if he calls me for a little role, I will be pleased because we're so close friends. And for me, it's, it's a great happiness, you know. It makes me good. It makes me feel good. It makes me learn a lot of my craft when I work with Pablo.
Wow, that's, I love that you brought up how it isn't a traditional biop, and how that we do get to see you kind of play with this character, and there's a lot of different emotions you get to showcase, especially off of Mercedes' performance. Can you talk about getting to work with her and, you know, how you guys approached this interesting couple and this time frame? Because it is a short time frame in Neruda's life. We don't see the full life. We only get, you know, this short little snippet.
Yes. Well, I didn't know Mercedes. I knew who she was because she's a very well-known actress, and I respect her so much. I have seen performances of her, and I respected her. So the time we were introduced, it was for the first, rehearsals of the film. And I remember we were making some camera tests, and Pablo told me, this is Mercedes Morán, with Nicole, anyway. So we put the clothes, the character she played, and me from Neruda, and we took a lot of pictures, and suddenly we were the characters. I don't know how it happened, but a couple of pictures where Pablo Array was so fascinated because he said, well, you are the couple, you are Pablo Neruda, and you are, in this moment, I forget the little man, you know, I remember her better in this way. And you are his wife, so there's nothing to do, you just have to play, learn the lines, and go ahead. And really, I don't know how, it's chemistry, I mean, it's magic, I don't know, it's probably that you are prepared to have that chemistry with somebody. It's a mystery too, because many times you're prepared to have chemistry with your partner, and you don't have it. But in this case, it happened, and Pablo took a lot of advantage of it because he realized that we had a lot of chemistry, and that we were having a good time, and we were building the relationship we were supposed to build. And of course, he took advantage of that. And for me, it was so fun because I knew Pablo, and I knew Mercedes was very strange at the first moment to work with such a director like this. And where, you know, in the set, I remember the first lines she had to say. And Pablo used to change those lines. And Pablo used to go further and to say, well, when you said that, why don't you improvise and say this and another thing? And Mercedes, at the beginning, was so, you know, so strange and very curious about this method. But finally, she was absolutely fascinated, as every actor that worked with Pablo. And for instance, I remember we were so concerned the first scene where we had to talk, you know, because Aurora had a way to talk, a very special way to talk, and the little aunt, she was a very, you know, she was a rich girl, rich woman, very aristocratic one, and it is supposed that she taught Aurora how to be a diplomatic person, and she was really a rough, tough man. They say that she taught him how to behave in public, and she always was saying, hey, no, don't curse in public, please. Pablo, this is so disgusting, if you curse in public, please. So she took that line of character from the very first moment. And I remember, as I was saying, the first scene where we had talked, we were so frightened, because to talk about Pablo Neruda and to talk like his wife was not easy. And I remember she made a gesture when, you know, the scene is when they cross the border by the time in the film, and she made a gesture like saying goodbye to the cop that is forbidding them to cross the border. And Pablo Larraín was fascinated with that gesture, and Pablo discovered that she was fascinated with escapatory, you know, escaping the authorities. And from that point, he directed her, giving her that tip, saying her, okay, your character is absolutely fascinated with this escape, with this scapular, and that's built at the character from that point. And finally, Mercedes, she one day in an interview, she said, I see these two guys, this couple, you know, escaping from the police as the two rock stars having a lot of fun, you know, escaping from the cops. And she helped me a lot with that, because she's a great, very, very talented actress. And I remember many scenes where she was building that intimacy with she was so delicate, she felt so tough, you know. And I remember that Pablo asked to her very difficult things, you know, like kind of mixed emotions. He asked to her, Mercedes, in this scene you have to go to sorrow, but a very distant sorrow, which is mixed with, I don't know, a lot of anger because you are in that or that position. And she go through the perfect emotion that was asking the director. So I was looking at her absolutely stunned, fascinated with her, because I learned a lot of her. I knew who she was at the time. That was absolutely welcome to work with her, but at the time, at the same time, to learn how she performed, because I admire her so much. And after this film, I admire her even more, because she's a great actress.
You know, for my final question, Luis, I've got to ask, you brought up the rock star element that she made it seem like those two characters in real life were. Can you talk about kind of the fun rock star elements in that you got to portray? I mean, Neruda in this film is very much a ladies' man. He's, you know, he's very, you know, people love him.
Yeah, you don't know. When she referred, by the way, to rock stars, she said that because they were having a lot of fun with it. They were irresponsible, you know. Neruda, and I think he was concerned, because he was writing this great book that many people said that the Nobel Prize was given to him because of this book, the General Chen, you know, Canto General, which he was writing by that time. But you can't confuse. You can't feel this part of the life of Neruda if you build it in a sad way, you know, in a grieving way. You know, we Chilean people, we're so I hear the word in English. It's so weak, you know. We're so are you listening? We have a tendency, you know, we have to make things very grieving, because we love to suffer. And you could portray the life of Neruda in a very suffering way. You know, the poet escaping, suffering, because Moses being in suffering because he has to write this great move, and all through the suffering. This was not true. The guy was really hedonistic character, you know? He loved to live the life. In fact, he was very criticized for that because he was a very compromised communist, but at the same time, he loved to be a great bourgeois and make great projects and to, I know, enjoy his life. So that was a way to build his part of the tribe. And then in some moment, Mercedes had the idea that they were two rock stars, you know, like two. You can imagine that. You know, imagine two guys of 30 years, you know, and all the success they had at that time, because they were at that time, well, it was very, very successful. You know, it was very known in the literature. He was an author that lived from his art. He was a diplomatic guy with a long career. He was a hero for people in Chile. He was a communist. He made a lot of things at the time. He was a great, great guy. So what Neruda needed, he needed to be a hero. He needed to be a myth. To build his own myth. So you're building your own myth. You're like a rock star, you know. You don't care about the world. You don't care about how many cops are chasing you. You don't care about many things. You just care about building your own destiny, building your own future. And she had that feature of personality from Aver, because she was a maid, she was a prince, so she didn't care about a lot of things. So she just was concerned about being comfortable, have a lot of food, have a lot of, being so comfortable in the places she was. And then she discovers that she is escaping from this guy, and that she cannot continue alone with this guy, because at some point, you know, there's a discussion where he says to her, the artist is me, I'm the artist, and I am important in this relation, so the guy that's going to be famous for this, it's me. That scene is fantastic, because she realizes that she is with an artist, of course, that the guy that is in some extent, not as big as she believed it was. And she had more or less the curse that she was going to live for 40 years more, and that she was going to tell the story of Lula, and that Lula was going to die before her. And the way she built that character, when she stares at him, and Lula is shouting and saying, I'm the important guy, I'm the artist here. And she stares at him like, you know, with a kind of compassion, realizing who he was and looking for real. And it's fantastic the way she built that character. And I think it was more or less the relationship they had, because they were They were king and a queen escaping, you know. Everybody helping them. They didn't have no concern, they care about many things. So I think that the key to perform those characters was having fun with escapatory, you know, with escape. Because otherwise it was going to be bored, otherwise it was going to be one more story about two guys, you know, having to go to get control from the cops, and having to cross the Andes and escaping the police. So I think this is the I'm not saying that this was my idea. It was idea of Jesus Moran, and the idea then Paolo Larrain to perform this with two guys, like having fun with it. I didn't have discovered that, so it's not my idea, I have to say.
So we're running out of time. I don't know if you have one more question or we're good to go.
No, I've got a plenty of good stuff from Luis. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Luis.